Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA, the Celtics and Raptors will tangle in the second round of the playoffs after completing four-game sweeps yesterday. The Celtics defeated the 76ers 110-106 after Philadelphia's Tobias Harris crashed to the floor during the third quarter, and the Raptors put an emphatic stamp on their sweep by blasting the Nets 150-122. Also on yesterday's highlights, Luka Doncic drained a three-pointer at the buzzer to give the Mavericks a 135-133 triumph over the Clippers in overtime, evening that series at two games apiece. In the NHL, the Bruins opened the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs by downing the Lightning 3-2. In NHL news, Todd Reirden is out after just two seasons as head coach for the Capitals. Washington won two division titles in each season under Reirden, but failed to capture a playoff series. He replaced Barry Trotz, who led the team to the 2018 Stanley Cup before heading to the Islanders in a contract dispute. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Orioles topped the Red Sox for the second straight day, 5-4. Also, the Rays beat the Blue Jays 5-4, and the Nationals routed the Marlins 9-3. In golf, Dustin Johnson played the final two holes in near darkness after a storm delay and finished with a birdie for an 8-under-63 and an 11-shot victory over Harris English at the Northern Trust. In its Saratoga race course, 5-year-old horse Rushing Fall took the Grade 1 $500,000 Diana with a time of 1 minute 45.88 seconds, marking the fifth straight year trainer Chad Brown has dominated the stakes. Lastly, in NFL news, the league has asked a New Jersey lab to investigate a new batch of COVID-19 test results amid reports from several teams of false positives. Among teams reporting false positives, the Vikings said they had 12, the Jets 10, and the Bears 9. Other teams that were affected include the Bills, Steelers, Eagles, and Browns. I'm Jesse King.